our treasurer, Kim Kaufman, ready to give the finance committee report?
First of all, I passed around this motion. I hope you've all taken a look at it, because I'd like that to be discussed and voted on. The policy for cash collection and or merchandise sales for all events.
Whether it would be more appropriate to proceed to the main course here, which is the I would hope the discussion of the discussion of the budget.
Which budget?
The station KPFK budget. If we could please, I'd ask the body begin with that. It's been deferred numerous months, and it's very important. It's real good that the treasurer's here to discuss it with us.
Are there any objections to fast-forwarding to the station budget? Do we have an objection?
I think
Kim, do you have an objection to move? Do you have a preference one way or the other?
I don't really, but if Mark, you got, you know, we can deal with this. I'll speak to this.
To the microphone.
For a year and a half, there was no budget because the IPM would not deal with the finance committee.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about the budget?
I'm sorry, Martina, through the chair. The treasurer has her time allotted. I'll let you continue.
Can I ask questions and answer? National Office wanted a budget passed for their records, for their...
It's required by law that the foundation have a budget.
Summer, I'm sorry, through the chair.
I asked her to
then
help
ask
with that.
Me to ask her.
Do you want me to address that?
No.
I think I said what it's answer. It's required by law.
Right.
Almost address it anyway.
So we have managed to get an approved income level from the National Finance, and the PNB accepted that. We were unable to get management to cut the expenses to match the income. So the LSB, as I recall, John was treasurer last year, and every time we had a meeting to discuss the budget, we couldn't make quorum. So it's not like the LSB wasn't given the opportunity to talk about it. That's my recollection.
Johnson,
you can redress it after John.
Is this a summary? Should we be discussing the budget first?
I'm getting there. Okay. And so then the PNB said a budget had to be passed. The management, the National Finance Committee had to write cut the expenses to match the income. That is what that budget is. It's not an exact, obviously we couldn't really make cuts. We made suggestions. There had been a hiring freeze 2 years ago. It was ignored. So we put in an estimation that this is where the level should be. Expenses, we can only estimate where they should be cut based on how over last year's budget, which was not a successful year for KPFK, was. So basically, we've just been kind of limping along until our new general manager is here. We are on time from the National Finance Committee of the timeline of creating a budget. We're not behind. I'm sure Bernard will address this, and I know Arlene is addressing it, and we're on the timeline to have a budget. We're not behind at all. And if anybody is curious, who weeds come to the Finance Committee. That's what we do there. We discuss exactly what you were talking about in all day long task force. This is what we do in the Finance Committee. So please come, make your issues known about what you
are. Do you have a
that's
budget
report?
No.
There is no budget. I send around an email of what the PMB has, and you know.
Let me take a few questions. Martina had your hand up a moment ago. She had a question. And the next person in line was Summer. Is that correct?
Thank you. Just to clarify, okay, because we can't discuss personnel in an open session, but there was no functional budget produced by management here at KPFK last year. The dysfunctional budget was presented to the LSC on a couple of occasions. We are a nonprofit foundation. We have seven units having archives in the national office. We're required to have a budget. We're required to perform an audit. This has happened before in other signal areas when local management is unable to produce a budget or the local station board is unable to pass a budget. There comes a point at which the national board, which is the board under the law, has to see to it that there's a budget passed because you cannot operate indefinitely without a budget. The budget was presented last year by the local management was more than $500,000 over what had actually come in the previous year. And the previous year had dropped significantly from the year before that. So there was no realistic projection as to why you should predict that you would make $500,000 more than you had in the previous fiscal year. The National Finance Committee reduced that budget, even being generous, by $300,000 for an accounting issue, passed a budget in line with what was actually produced financially by the station so as to avoid being $500,000 in the hole. The PMB passed that budget. We are more than halfway through that fiscal year at this point. That budget is rather a dead issue at this point.
So are you giving the report or are you asking questions?
No, I am clarifying some of those issues because I'm the chair of the national board as to what the role is between national and local when you cannot get a budget from the local. It has nothing to do with the local station board. It has to do with local management. So the budget that was passed by the national board was reflective of the actual income that KPFK experienced in the previous fiscal year and was a realistic budget. As to this coming year's budget, I believe the National Finance Committee and the Local Finance Committee are working on it, and obviously we hope with new management that there will be full participation between management and the Local Finance Committee, and that this year, this upcoming year's budget, will be presented to the Local Station Board in the manner that it is supposed to be and voted upon by the Local Board. There will be a collaborative process, and that an approved budget will come from the Local Station this time and then pass through the National Finance Committee and the National Board. So some of what's being discussed is what occurred last year to fix problems that occurred.
Let me allow questions now that you stated that much information. Lawrence was next in the stack. I think the devil's in the details. You know, and I don't understand how one finance committee could, you know, within the law, there's also bylaws, and there's the LSB that had to review the budget and approve the budget and submit the budget. So I don't know how one person or one committee could supersede that and just go ahead and shoot it to the national board. And, you know, I don't understand the justifications or the excuses. You know, as a simple man, you know, what I see is that should have, an emergency meeting should have been called or something.
I'll respond to that. We never got a budget. Can I respond to that?
Yeah, give me a question.
We never got a budget that was approvable, Warren. There was no budget to approve.
Now, the next person is Jim Lafferty.
To be clear, I'm not asking a question. I'm making a statement. And I have sympathy for some of the saying. There's enough frustration to go around. But there's two sides to that story, and again, I'm saying this as much as anything for the benefit of our new general manager. It is not the case that management at the station did not try to cooperate with the finance committee. If they were here, they would tell you that, in fact, well, they would say other things, some of which wouldn't be very kind about the way in which they were approached. Not being a party to that, I have no idea what the truth is. But they have an answer to everything that we've heard here tonight about what happened. Let's just say that. More to the point, Lawrence's question is also a statement of fact. you can't pass the budget without this local board doing it. It is not the case that this local board in any way sloughed off its responsibility to deal with that budget. And especially, we indeed spent one or more meetings dealing with that budget. If more work needed to be done on that budget, yes, a special meeting could have been called to deal with it. But that would have been lawful. It is not lawful for the national board to pass the budget. Now, I understand from Arlene, I guess, and from others, that that budget, which was shoved through the PNB, is being given the respect it deserves, which is none at all. But for future reference, let's be clear, no budget that isn't passed by this board can go to the PNB and be passed unless somebody simply wants to thumb their nose at the bylaw. That's just the fact. And so, in the interest of, hold on a second, I haven't taken half as long as those I responded to have, and you know that. I'll be almost finished.
Thank you, Jim.
In the interest of trying to make right, which we all want to try to do, it seems to me that it's only fair for people not to try to cover up their own thumbing of the bylaws by trying to obfuscate what they did by putting all the blame on people who are not here to even answer to those charges. That's not in the spirit of KPFK, it's not in the spirit of this board, and it's really reprehensible in the banking system.
Thank you, Jim. Next on the queue is our past chairperson, Margie.
First of all, I want to thank Kim for the work she has done this year. I'm a member of Finance Committee now. I went to the meeting. I was able to uncover the fact that there were numbers put under, for example, LSB expenses that were not LSB expenses. There were year dates mixed up. So my first point to Kim at the meeting and to the other members was I don't think we should accept a spreadsheet that is so poorly put together. So I'm saying this to you. I'm your general manager. I would like you to see that we get a product that is worthy of our time, our volunteers. This product was not up to standards. And that's all I'll comment on at this time.
Thank you, Marky. Martina?
I just want to say I agree with Jim completely, and I would like to, for the benefit of our new general manager, the way I saw our early April meeting, which we talked about the budget at length as a group, at the early April meeting, LaVarne came from National, and so did Arlene, which is wonderful. At that point, it seemed that National and management presented a budget that they thought was approvable. They seemed to, National management seemed to have stood behind that together. So I just want to clarify, it's not true that there was never a budget presented, that management did no work, that no effort came from management side. They worked very hard with members of finance and other members of the board who did not agree with their budget. But just because you didn't agree with their budget does not mean that they didn't put in hours of work and effort to present something. And again, our national, our CFO was behind that budget. You can't thumb your nose at the CFO being behind the budget just because you disagreed with it. This is a point of clarification.
I'm actually in the queue. Frankly, it was a flim flam. If you look into the numbers, you'll see they do not make sense.
Right.
So that's the case, and you just have to do the work and look at the numbers before you can say, just because she's the CFO, do we have to follow what she says? We don't.
Right.
Now, I want to make another point, too, with regard to Jim Lafferty. This is really not a factional issue. This thing's been going on for a long time. We've invited people from everyone who had any curiosity to come to the Finance Committee and look at the numbers, and when they have, they've been appalled. They said, oh, my God, now we see what you're talking about. There's no way in heck that they would vote for it either. So that's just the case. And so the buck really does stop with the people that gave it to us, and that's someone who works for KPFK. So let me just say that. And Now, moving on, well, it is true that we are not following the bylaws because we couldn't, because we didn't get the data from KPFK management. And I think that the NSC and the PNB did what they had to do to comply with laws, which are really a little higher than bylaws. So they did that. Now the next question is, what can we do to make lemonade out of these lemons? The fact of the matter is this board has met and discussed, and we should tell Bernard that we really want to have a news department. We used to have one. We've had, what, 6 people in the news department? This is a bi-factional issue, or maybe a non-factional issue. We really want, I think you would try around the
time.
Time
is expired.
Give me 30 seconds, if I could, please.
You change topics, too.
But that doesn't matter. The point is, this is my time to talk to the board member.
Your time has expired.
Could I have 30 seconds, please?
I'll put you back in the queue. I need to get 5 people on the list. I'm going to take care of Ken.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Point of information, I do want to get to this motion.
Thank you,
I want to get to this motion. So I'm hoping, we have to extend or whatever. Please accommodate that.
Okay, the NFC passed the budget. I'm not a lawyer. I don't pretend to be one. It is the law that the foundation on the station is responsible for the budgets, has to pass one per California code. So I don't care what anybody wants to make rhetorical remarks about who's working or not. I know how many hours I've spent going over the thing. I know how many hours Kim has spent going over the rate plans reports. I know what efforts we've had to make to get the data. But, nobody's looking for medals, and I don't really care about the vitriol. I would appreciate nobody making any kind of personal remarks about staff or management at the station or anything in Pacifica. This is on a public stream, and we should show more civility than that.
Yes.
However, I do want to request that the NFC budget, which was approved for KPFK, is distributed to the LSC. Did everybody get a copy of that?
No.
It's not.
If it's legal to distribute the NFC budget for 2011 to the LSB.
You're talking about the KPFK budget.
The KPFK budget that was approved by the NFC.
Okay.
If it's legal to distribute, it's fine. If not, I'd be glad to show it. I'm on the Finance Committee. Whatever the legalities are. I think it would be very vexing to anybody on the LSC to feel that they're being kept in the dark. And I don't think that's the problem.
Ken, that's your time. Let me just ask Arlene one quick question. Is there any law preventing us from passing out to this body the budget that the PNB had approved for the
that's
station?
Point of information, I've sent it out.
And Ken, until I address you, I'm going to let Arlene speak.
The only limitation would be if there are details that include staff names and salaries, those need to be not in that format. But other than that, there's no limitation on distributing it to the LSC and publicly.
And the public.
Bella, if you, that's your second.
Excuse me, I'm not the
Bella,
only
you're,
one
you're,
speaking
you're,
here. You are speaking at me. You are being unfair.
Bella. According to the agreement we had at the beginning of the meeting, you won't be able to speak at the microphone for the rest of the meeting. That's on the record. Lawrence, quickly. Just want to take a quick moment of silence. Which doesn't quite count as a point of order, but thank you for your attention. Ken Aaron has raised an important point, and I think we need to direct whether it's the treasurer or the chair of the PNB to give to this board by electronic means the budget as the PNB had passed and presented to the station with names redacted. Can you just respond to that?
Point of information, I sent it out to the entire LSB yesterday. There are no names in it, it's just numbers.
Then we'll check our emails, and it sounds like we'll have the information.
It's difficult to make a printout because it was done not in format, and Anthony has not been able to put it into format so I can print it out. So everybody has it in the cell.
So we'll look forward to that in our emails. We're running out of time in this block, so I would like to offer you your opportunity. I understand we have a queue, Margie. Thank you very much, but we need to move forward.
Thank you. I just want members to know that I did.
She's fighting for you. She's trying to get everybody heard, but we also need to get our agenda met, so I need to abide by this. Kim, if you'd like to present your motion for a vote that you started to read earlier, let's.
Well, do I need to read it? I mean, everybody's read it. It's long.
I second the motion.
Now I'm going to have a point of order.
Yes, Lawrence?
I hope you could go to public comment. Before motions, we
This shouldn't
be a long time. Can I have my 30 seconds to
Again, it's numbers. So, John, raise your hand. Lawrence, to address your question, the time for public comment is scheduled on the agenda. We've agreed to that. We can't just change it all the time. That's a problem we've fallen into in the past. I understand your concern. I understand their concerns. But unless we deal with that at the beginning of the meeting, we've got to stick to this. Okay?
It's usually more traffic to go to public comment before each one.
John?
Yeah. To finish my thoughts, Mr. Bernard, the LSB would really, really, really like to have a news department that focuses strongly and emphasizes local LA news. And I think you can really invest in the time that this is very widely supported. And so I think we need to follow Lydia's suggestion, I guess others as well, that we need to do a strategic thing. I, in fact, called when I was treasurer for a strategic thing to determine, you know, what we support in terms of our goals for the next budget as well as for the current budget, and I think we want to amend the current budget to get a news department ASAP. That's my guess, but I suspect it'll have strong support.
There's 45 seconds.
Thank you.
So we all have a copy of this motion. Has anyone absolutely need it read? Jim?
No. I don't need it read.
Okay. Do you have a question on the motion? Helping out with the microphone. Thank you, Chuck.
This is the first time I've seen it, and it's a little bit hard to digest it really quick. It seems sensible. Is this just the thinking of who? I mean, in other words, has management signed off on this as well? Has Jennifer, for example, that's going to be responsible for a lot of this? Does she think this is a good idea?
This came out of Finance Committee. We noticed, we just thought that there could be some guidelines for how to handle cash and merchandise at these public events. And everybody on the Finance Committee contributed to it, and it seemed like sensible guidelines for how to...
But the answer to the question is no.
No, that's correct.
No, no, thank you.
These are. I mean, we'll be happy to work with Jennifer, hear what she has to say, and. But these are just guidelines for management to
run public events.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better than what we have now.
To avoid a discussion with him, thank you, through the chair. And a slew of hands have come up, and let me just start with Arlene briefly.
I'd just like to mention that Jennifer did text me the way here and say that she happened to see this on the copy machine and that she thought it looked like a good policy. But the only concern she had was she doesn't want to think that they don't have any policy, that there is a policy in effect currently. She says that's the thing that can't be improved on. So obviously she's willing to work with you on this.
Good.
I will address more questions, but hearing that, it sounds as though we've, again, come up with a motion without including management in the creating of the motion. And it may be redundant or moot. So I think it behooves us, without Jennifer here, with respect to Bernard, who just started, he's not in a position, or Arlene, to answer the on-the-ground questions about policies of this nature. And again, without Jennifer here to answer that and to respond, it doesn't seem appropriate for us to move on that. I'm not going to render a decision. If you want to vote on it, you vote on it. So I'm going to go with the cue. Lydia was next.
Yes, I was going to say that again. When I was in the vote on the board before, it was a far more detailed procedure. It's not just a policy. It's a bullet-by-bullet procedure. My only, far more extensive than this. In other words, you would never have one person take the cash to whoever your business manager was doing the cash, and there would always be like three people. And, you know, there's like this elaborate thing. Nobody ever leaves the venue with the cash. It would always be, you know, whatever. Anyway, but Terry Guy is the one that helped also craft this. There were several management and four people that developed it. I don't know where it is. The problem is implementation. My other, my objection to this particular motion is that it singles out the Finance Committee as being the only ones on the board who could help out at events in this capacity. And unless they're bonded, which I don't think that I know of, that all the members of the Finance Committee are bonded, then they're no more responsible position than the rest of the members of this board in that regard. And we're always short of people because we really do have a lot of small events going on all the time And LSD members, there should probably, I think the previous policy developed included having someone from the LSD if possible and someone from staff.
Being that management isn't here to have any input on this, and this is really an edict to how they handle their day-to-day policy, then I would accept a motion to table this to the next meeting when management can be here or Bernard can be more thoroughly aware.
Yeah.
Motion to table?
So moved.
Thank you. We're going to table this to the next month.
We have to vote on that. And I totally object to this idea that we can't conduct our business. I object. Vote on the table, please.
Objection noted. Fred?
Comment. Important subject. I think a real need to have it out there and important subject. Input from management is real important. I'd ask that we give that serious consideration. I think I'd add very quickly to it. There are numerous things that are very critical from a finance perspective. The absence of a budget this past year has been very, very important. I just
point of order.
Motion
to table is not available.
Thank you. Fred, are you making remarks to the rest of Kim's report or the budget?
We need to vote on the motion.
Or are you only making a remark?
No, my motion is table.
So we'll call for a vote on the motion to table. Calling for a vote on the motion to table this until next month when management can be here to add input. Where if you vote for the motion to table, raise your hand, please. One, two, three.
Wait, what was the question? Maybe
to reiterate the question.
All right.
The question is the motion to table, meaning moving the vote on this proposal, this motion, till the next month when management can be here to add input and offer their side of the story, essentially. Motion to table. Hands up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Seeing no hands over here, we have 10-4. Those against, raise your hand high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 against. Any abstentions? 1, 2 abstentions.
Requires 2/3 vote?
No, it doesn't. My understanding is it's a majority.
Okay.
Yeah. So we will motion that, and we'll deal with it next month. We'll put it on our list.
I'm going to send this to management from the Finance Committee and ask them for their input and ask them to come to the Finance Committee and discuss it there.
And who in management are you going to send this to?
All management.
Everybody?
Well, everybody is involved in public events.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before your time is up, about 4 months ago, we had a motion to bring to the board the expenses of the board, the budget and expenses of the board. And when you were asked the next month, there wasn't anything. Are you prepared for
once
that?
Once again, I have it. If we want to make copies, I asked Anthony for it updated. He doesn't have May on here.
Can you give us a nutshell comment?
It's the same old stuff that's always on here. I mean, it's the same stuff that's been here for the last couple of months.
We haven't seen it at all. So
well, I think you did have. Didn't you look at it?
The board has not seen it.
Do you want to make copies? Yeah, sure. Last month we had food and...
Brenda?
If Kim is not able to concisely summarize this document, should she send it through email as opposed to wasting time?
No, I can't send it through email. This isn't my document. You want to
recommend it. There have been other committees that have been waiting.
Brenda,
right.
Brenda, this doesn't count as a point of personal privilege. My apologies. Thank you, Margie. I appreciate your not bursting out either. Jim, you have a question?
Yeah, I think it's perfectly fine. If somebody's trying to get it photographed, that's great. Will that report, I'm a little confused. And will that report also show whether all expenses incurred by members of this board or LSB meetings have been accounted for?
Yes, all the expenses that of the board. The room and food and...
So that we'll know what every dollar has been paid out for that's been paid out so far for the LSB.
Correct.
Thanks.
Has every dollar in the budget for the local station board been accounted for as receipts?
That's what I'm asking.
That's what Jim's asking, apparently.
I apparently not. The last couple of LSB rents has not shown up. The rent for your union wherever you rented last time didn't show up.
At the beginning of the meeting, remember I mentioned I'm doing the location policy free.
What was before
Union,
last time?
Union charged us an honorary $50.
Okay, that hasn't shown up.
We submitted the invoice for
okay.
that.
Okay, well, it didn't show up.
Okay, and for food and expenses, has everything been received?
They get submitted, yeah. Oh, everything that is on there has a receipt.
Okay, in summer?
Yes, and there are issues with the business office in Lindsay stuff that has been submitted. And I brought this up, and I asked for a detailed list, and I have still not gotten one back. So I'll be glad to go down and do another director's inspection for my own receipt. Thank you.
And just to the point of a director's inspection, just in my own brief talks with management, one of the challenges we get into are that members are elected to this board with the best of intention, and they walk in there and say, show me the papers now. And this is a functioning station that needs to work. And it's happening again. Bear with me. And it's happening again and again and again to this day where staff and management are unprepared, and they feel bombarded. So when I hear I'm going to make a director's inspection, that sounds like to me like an FBI raid. So I would respectfully ask you to call in advance, I will address you. Ask you to call in advance whoever you're going to talk to so that they can be prepared and they can agree on the time when you can meet.
Point of personal privilege. I have never gone to the office and asked to see records without first arranging an appointment in advance, usually via email, confirmed by management, who still then was unable to prepare documents. So don't ever look at me. I have never, ever drop down them and ask them for paperwork. The fact that I have to go through virtually a subpoena in order to see financial documents, and that it takes hours for them to be produced, which are sitting right there, and that I have to stay there all day in order to copy them, is not because I did not make an appointment in advance every single time I have ever requested to look at financial documents in that business office. Thank you.
Thank you, Summer. Martina, was next, now I'll
let you join. And Summer said this, though, but I'm not going after you. Christmas, summer, once again, I think for all of us, if there's ever a question about receipts that we submit, I don't think we should be able to go alone as an LSB or director and have an inspection about costs that are in question that we incur. Does that make sense? I don't think we should, I think that would have to be someone else going on our behalf or us going with someone else to then account for those costs. It doesn't really help the transparency that one person going to investigate their own lack of receipt and then coming back and saying everything's fine.
Point
and that would go for all of us.
Point of something.
We're talking about seeing financial.
Summer, I apologize. Point of something won't count. I'm just correct.
Point of personal privilege.
No, you don't interrupt people with points of personal privilege.
I wasn't. I waited for my
No, you interrupted him with it, and I'm next on the queue. Now, when I'm done, you can raise your bullshit point about personal
Jim,
privilege.
Jim, Everybody needs to take a breath. Everybody needs to take a breath. Is this relevant to what is going on?
Yeah. Well, I have the floor. That's the point.
Lawrence, I'm going to ask you to pause for a moment. Jim,
brother, just for a second.
Jim, you have your minute.
You let anybody here jump in with points of whatever when other people aren't.
You'll notice that I stopped. Then I stopped that joke.
Yeah, but it's been going on forever, and you don't stop it enough. I want to second your thought that nobody should walk in, and I'm not accusing anybody. I have no idea if anybody from this board has ever gone into management's office. So I'm not accusing anybody. But what Dutch just said about what the proper protocol could be is just common courtesy and common sense. And if you care more about the station than some petty point of your own, you'd understand that it's in the relative of the station to not call and give them a chance before you go wandering in. And finally, points of personal privilege are not made while somebody else is speaking, as Dutch was when you made one of your recent points of personal privilege.
Thank you, Jim. Summer, you have a question?
Thank you, Dutch. So sorry to engage such ire. Yes, I've given several days notice in advance anytime and have always coordinated with management before ever coming in to look at records. And I wasn't suggesting, I was saying that when I've gotten stuff back from the office, they appear not to have everything that I have submitted. And that's part of just regular records. And I have as much right as anyone else to come in and make an appointment and ask to have another look at that and put accounting as to why something cannot be located. That's all I'm getting at. Not, a piece of the paper. I would like to have copies of them. And an accounting is something can't be found. That's why. That's
all.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just don't think the pontificating stops in that, you know, it's already almost 9:40, and we still haven't had the third round of public comment.
Thank you, Mark.
And I want to say that I've been contacted by people that have asked to remain anonymous, that our budget needs to be supervised, and that we have expenses. I mean, I say our budget, I mean the local station board expenses, needs to be more closely monitored and agreed upon in advance. And so I'm conveying that to the board, that there are several hundred dollars over the past year or so that are without receipts to reimburse them. So it's a concern, and I keep hoping that that would be brought up through finance and rectified without ever having to mention it to the board. But 4 months later, it hasn't. So again, I'm still getting a phone call saying that there's outstanding monies. We need to mind our own house. And once we do that and we get it in order, we agree on how much we can spend, we allot it where it's going to go, how much the town hall meetings, if we do food, locations, et cetera, and solidify that with a vote and then monitor that carefully. Kim?
What are you talking about? The anonymous people are complaining about our...
Can we take the microphone, please?
Unreceded expenses, like... what? And we've never... I mean, what is it? And all those people are making complaints about what?
Okay, I'll say what I just said. Anonymous people that have asked to remain anonymous.
Yeah, why are we listening to anonymous complaints? That's kind of not really...
Because it's in the books, and it's a serious issue, Kim, and I've offered you the opportunity to look into it and correct it.
Here you have. Take a look at what's in there. I mean, what is unaccounted for?
All right, Kim. This is the first time I've seen this report or this format, and I'm reading this like gobbledygook. So when I've read it better or the person wants to come forward, we'll deal with it. But my understanding is that there are several hundred dollars in unaccounted money in our board, and it is a serious issue. We need to have receipts for it. We need to have approval. We need a process in place where perhaps two people, maybe the treasurer and chair, for example, approve expenditures, approve receipts. So it's something that I would hope that the Finance Committee would move forward on and look into. We're going to move forward with the agenda. The next item is the Outreach Committee report for 8 minutes. Who's going to give the Outreach Committee report? Brenda, thank you.
Okay.
If you take, again, reminder, if you take less time, there's more time for a question and answer.
Yes. I'm aware of that. Okay. So two quick things in regards to, there was an issue brought up by our chair, Mr. Dutch, and in regards to our events that we put on as the Outreach Committee. So I just wanted to bring forward, we are trying to work on as the Outreach Committee on monthly movie nights to try and attract just local listeners. Nothing real grand at the time, and we have been coordinating with management, specifically Jennifer Kaiser and with Jesse from the volunteer coordinator, and just to get a motion to have the LSB approve our KPFK movie night, so there's no discretion as to whether or not this is an LSB sponsored event. And the second thing, which was brought up by Judge, we are planning a community picnic in July 10th, and it is being sponsored. It's going to be in Orange County, along Irvine, to outreach to our Orange County listeners.
You made it behind the curtain safely?
I believe so. and our theme will be free all political prisoners. And there was raised concerns in regards to the Orange County ACLU co-sponsored or supporting the event. And so I wanted to bring it forward to the board to get approval for this event to occur, even though we've been planning for it for quite some time already.
So a brief background and a suggestion. The background is that at some times there are committees where a member or a whole committee may make a decision on its own and put something into action without bringing it back to the board. And what we need to remind the committees are that they're committees of this board. They're to do the work and then bring it back to us for approval so we all do it as a group. So if an individual by Dutch Merrick say, I'm going to go start the KPFK Dutch Merrick picnic in Orange County, and I'll tell you how it is when it's done, I can't just go do that. You know, that's the point of this. And it's happened historically over the last couple of years. So I appreciate you bringing this to the board. And this is an opportunity to just sort of fully explain what they are, what you've done, and if we have questions, we can ask. And if we have concerns, we can ask, and we can vote on it as a board. If the board decides, hey, you know what, something's wrong with this deal, whatever it is, this is our chance to say no go, and KPFK does not lend its name to it. So it's important to regain that process that's been lost over the last years. I'll entertain questions for Brenda and Rodrigo. I saw your hand up a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I think one of the main issues is that precisely the problem to approve things at this board, you know, when there are events from different bodies. Therefore, you know, sometimes, you know, we move without the approval of this board because this board moves slower than the actions, you know, and the needs of the community. So there is no way that we can have, you know, or, you know, a tie, you know, the groups that are working at KPFK to this board in order to prevent them, you know, or to make sure that the events go along with so and so and so. So we gotta be really smart because that thing, you know, what we are talking right here, is preventing basically a lot of those groups at the radio station who are doing the outreach outside without, you know, the goodwill of this board. This board, I mean, Mr. Michael is coming to present some motions, eh? No, we got objections. We got this, we got that. When do you think, you know, we're going to get an event done? You have to rely on this board that do not, you know, don't even agree on anything. I mean, there's no way, you know. So, this is not this experience with Jennifer. She said, well, what do you do this, you know, event for KPFK? We are not going to wait for you. You're not going to wait for management. You're not going to wait for this board to do events. Where are we going to be waiting for? For a bunch of people do that, do not agree to move on, so forget it. We got to be very careful, you know, that what we are doing is basically, you know, cutting, you know, the participation of those.
Thank you, Richard.
That move
your,
faster
your time.
Than when we move on this board.
Question is, Ollie?
I have a question and a suggestion for Brenda. You may already be aware of this, to help the KPFK film nights you're doing, to coordinate with Donna Walker, the chief of the KPFK Film Club, to make sure all film club members know about these, and to email me any films you have so I can put them on our events calendar.
And again, I just reiterate that before they're able to put the KPFK name on it, we need the board to approve it. And because we do have a fiduciary responsibility, there are people that watch us, and if we're not responsible for your actions and something goes wrong at a film screening, God forbid, we're all in for our elbow.
So once that process is in place, it would be built.
Yeah. Chuck, I think you're next.
We in the outreach committee have been planning this picnic for many months, and I realize that you're asking for your approval. We made you aware. Every time we have an event, it's a constant fight with management to be recognized and then to get our announcement made on the air. And so we beg management to make our announcement. And if you'll remember, I issued a letter, a very formal letter, asking management's approval. With management, Jennifer demanded 1 month written notice because the last time we had a picnic, I gave her oral notice, and she said oral notice doesn't count. You have to make it a formal written. So I'm talking about a wall between the outreach committee and management. And we're asking for your approval of the picnic tonight, and that's very formal. And we're going to have it with or without your approval. We're
going to
have
two points I need to make as chair. You're saying you have a wall between the outreach committee and management. There's not necessarily a direct connection between the outreach committee and management. It's this board that asks or directs the management to do things, not any committee. No committee can say you have to do this to the board. That's why you bring it to us as a whole, all of us. Each committee does the work of the board, and you do very good work. But it has to come through the board. So when you want them to do an on-air announcement, first you need to come to the board and say, here's our picnic, here's where it's going to be, how it's going to happen, let's get our discussion, let's approve it, okay, motion approved, now we ask management as a board, and they'll go yes. And if they don't, then we can deal with it. But if you as a committee go independently to management, there's nothing you can do, and that's not the process. Also, you know, you say you'll go through with it anyway. Okay, as an individual, you can do that, but you can't do it representing KPFK. That's part of what we sign on to as elected officers of a nonprofit board.
For KPFK
listeners, we can't officially represent the station unless it actually comes through to this body.
KPFK listeners in Orange County promotion. Okay, maybe I should put it in the motion that the board approves of our upcoming Orange County KPFK/ACLU picnic in Orange County, with the theme of being for political prisoners with the cause to outreach to the community to be to make membership for KPFK.
Second
motion.
So I'll accept that as a motion, even though you started with maybe I should. Making a motion, and we have a second, and now I'll take questions. And I think Michael was actually next on the queue, and I'll get to you, Ken. And Rodrigo.
Okay, I thought the motions that are even made by Brenda, maybe I'm wrong. So I actually wanted to call a question on the first motion, which was the KPFK monthly film night.
No, Brenda had addressed us with her slate of motions and hadn't made one motion to the board. I mean, you're asking for approval. So Chuck is trying to move your agenda forward by making one of these motions. Okay, you're working in harmony. No one's stepping on anyone's toes here.
Right.
Chuck has made a motion. We have a second. Ken has a question.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I don't have time. I haven't, in a lot of committees, I haven't been able to participate in outreach. What action is the outreach committee event going to be in this Orange County picnic? What is it going to do to promote the station? It sounds like it's a political event to advocate for prisoners of conscience in an alliance with the ACLU, but what is it going to feature to get listeners to KPFK? How does it benefit KPFK?
And Chuck, I'll give you an opportunity to answer that question. Unless, Brenda, if you feel more supportive.
What program? We're going to ask people to... First of all, we're going to ask local and county people their comments on the programming of KPFK. And do they have any suggestions for change or improvement? And I'm also going to ask them if they're members of KPFK, not just merely listeners. And if they're not members, would they consider making a donation and joining the station?
The next question on the queue is John Wanger, I believe.
Yes, John. Would it be acceptable to ask for KPFK to be a media sponsor of this event, or do you need it to additionally to be a KPFK event with KPFK more official support?
Let Brand answer this one.
We have been in coordination with Jennifer Kiefer and Jessica Wood, and also again to try and provide some transparency between ourselves and the management, and also coming here to the LSB in order to get approval. We have spoken to Jennifer, and also in regards to this event for, I believe, 2 months now, and if people have gotten the minutes from the outreach committee, the people are well aware of the events that we have been planning thus far. And so we have been talking to them, and they are, that's one of the reasons why Chuck has sent out this letter to get media sponsorship for this event, so it can get advertised as the KPFK LSC outreach event.
Next question is staff, Rodrigo.
This is just a, you know, perfect example, but from what I said before, you know, if they have, you know, a very good idea about political prison species, what does that have to do with Pacifica? Is that a question that we can ask with Pacifica? You know, I mean, isn't that what we talk almost every day? Do we have political prisoners? Do we have disappearance? Do we have tortured people, you know, killed, massacred by the government, by the capitalism, by imperialism? No. And so we got that, and that's what we are. We are political persons. And we talk political. We're not promoting, you know, stars from Hollywood. That's wrong.
I want to make a point, because I heard you say, you know, in order to have on-air promotion, maybe I'm wrong, it has to be approved by this board. Can you clarify that? Because from management point, it's not that way. It's management who has to approve it. So can you give me a clarification? Who is responsible, after all, to approve on-air, you know, announcements?
And I think you're paraphrasing the statement I made. I think that's a misrepresentation or maybe a misunderstanding of something I said. Ultimately, the general manager of the station and the program director and the trafficker all work together and determine on-air promos. We as a board can ask them, we need to promote our board meeting, we need to promote our picnic event, our outreach, and we need to work in coordination with management to get it done. Nobody's sitting at this board has a switch at their desk where they can put an on-air promo. Right. It's just not physically possible. So we need to coordinate. We need to coordinate in a thoughtful, respectful manner. And that's what I said. So, again, I want some clarity on that. Lawrence, you're next. And last on the list. And, again, outbursts from the audience, we just... Okay, well, I have a point of vote. I'd like to call the question. And secondly, I'd like to also request that we have round three, again, a public comment. Thank you. Chuck, can you care to read the motion one last time in its verbiage so John Gary has it correctly and we'll take the vote?
Make a motion for the board to direct management to sponsor a picnic in Orange County with the ACLU and KPFK as a station sponsored event and to announce on the radio the time and the date and the place of the picnic.
So we have a second from Jim Lafferty. I'll call for a vote in support of this motion. Show your hands if you support the motion. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 in favor. Against, raise your hand. One against. Any abstentions, raise your hand. 1, 2 abstentions. John, did you get that on the record?
14, 1, and 2.
And the motion passes. So, Rodrigo, the point of that is going through the process. Now the whole board backs it, and there's nothing to stop it. So that's, and we got it done.
All right.
Thank you.
So if I could go back.
We've gone over our time. If you have a point or a summary that you'd like to add to it.
No, I just wanted to... Because I had 2 motions. That's one of the reasons why I made my report.
The second motion.
The second one was in regards to the KPFK movie night, so we could go ahead and move forward with that.
Okay. Can you just make it in the form of a motion, describe
sure.
it clearly
so,
as possible?
I move to have the LSB approve the outreach committee monthly movie night. Yes, exactly.
Any questions?
I might have been out of the room. I'm sorry. Did you explain what that program is?
The Police Officer Chronicle.
Where's it held?
A movie at a free location, and it'd be a movie of a political nature of something that's happening currently and being discussed on KPFK. That's one of the movies that we just finished viewing was Gaslight. So it's very much, and this was thanks to Margie Murray for sending us the film. And then also, in the future, we want to do the China syndrome in regards to things that are happening with nuclear reactors and things of that sort. So there would be relevance to the station within our mission, and we would showcase it at different areas throughout Los Angeles, and we would have the approval.
And we're going to be coordinated with current programming, let's say, to be announced with guests or promoted by some of the programs.
I don't think she asked for your promotion.
No. Yeah.
But and this brings me to
the point.
Need to say that the China syndrome is not about exporting jobs. So we'll let's have further discussion before we call for the vote. Margie?
I think it would be nice if you would ask Michael Murphy for his film to show on what artists bring up.
Yeah, that's right.
Any further questions before we call for the vote?
The question.
Jim Lafferty?
No, you called the question.
Oh, thank you. We'll call for the question. All in favor of the motion? Raise your hand. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Wow. 17, 4. Any against? I think that's unanimous. No abstentions? We have the unanimous pass. Thank you. Congratulations. Again, we'll move things along if we bring it to the board. There's a last couple of minutes if we want to squeeze in the personnel committee report.
Point of order.
Summer.
We have to take 30 minutes of public comment at every meeting. We've taken 15 so far.
We also have to accomplish our agenda, and we won't send that item.
The public meeting will require that we take public comment whether or not we accomplish the rest of our agenda. Really, that we have to get a public comment.
Support that.
Summer. Jim? Jim?
Second Summer's motion.
Lauren?
Yeah,
okay. Without objection, we'll take the end of the meeting with public comment. Seeing none, we'll ask Steve Goldsmith.
Wait.
Without objection, I will move that the board, because we only have 3 minutes left, but without objection, I'll move that the board fulfill a full 7.5-minute window for public comment. We'll go just a few minutes over. We're done. Can't move to move later. And we're there. We're not
there. They need the 15. They need the full
30. Yeah, it should be 15 minutes.
They need to have them held to that in the past. You start a new tradition?
Yeah, the follow up.
Yeah,
the
follow
up. Guys, we're ready.
Steve, we're going to call the first person to comment. Carrie? Order, please. Folks? Folks? Can we be quiet and respectful? If you can just say your name for the group and tell us the question. Ken?
Ken? Yeah. Good evening, Bellick. We welcome the new general manager from New Zealand. And hopefully you've had a positive relationship with the Maori people, the indigenous people in New Zealand, on the question of racism, because New Zealand is very similar to the United States, a settler colony. Indeed, I'm a programmer at the National Board, Local Board, as well as I'm helping to organize unpaid staff union. And my major concern is that, given, as you can well see, the internal struggle within the staff, a different contradiction, that can be consuming of all your time. But I think it's very important for you, and I've seen since I've been involved with Pacifica going back to 1977, that if you don't spend time with a different community-based organization, with a different volunteer organization, unpaid staff organization, you may get a distorted view of KPFK and of the fundamental basis of this station, which is the community first and volunteer second. So I will volunteer together with my Chicanos, my Native American brothers and others to help you accommodate yourself to Los Angeles, because I know you're not familiar with the United States, and it's an interesting set of politics here. And there's also a strong anti-racist movement in this society, especially in this area. It's very important to understand that, because many times, because of the internal contradictions of the staff, the issue of racism, the issue of lack of self-determination of indigenous people, of African people, of Arab people, of Asian people, is sublimated into internal struggles within the staff. I'm not saying you don't need to address that, but remember that this thing orders is the bottom line of Pacifica and of KPFK. We will volunteer to work with you, have meetings with you, so you get a balance view of what's happening. That's just called up an internal staff out of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nina. Let's take the name and also
my name is Lou Foyer. I'm going to say that I've been active from the very beginning of the station before I was on the air. And I think I have a different point of view than some people here, the nature of it. This is not any sort of a political party. It's not the propaganda. It's the debate and dialogue and the pursuit of study and the forwarding of issues. So there should be no one point of view that dominates over others. Originally, it was founded by Catholics, sometimes dissenters. I was one of them at the time that involved. And we could very easily have had only people who believe in Catholicism on the air wouldn't be around today. And, as well as not being able to reach other people. So the point is, we're an educational station. That's a broad term we need to bring out as well as to put in people's ideas. Not a propaganda station for one group or one point of view. But we need to have room and space for all points of view and all issues. So for example, people criticizing Ian Masters. I think he does a good job. I don't have to agree with everything he says. But there needs to be more dialogue and debate. It is a presentation either by him and or by other programmers. That's what we lack. We don't lack individuals during their program, which they have the right to do. We lack the chance of the opportunity to intercommunication, to exchange views, to real dialogue and debate. And that's the answer, rather than fighting over, don't have this person, have this person. There's no end to that. Because everybody likes to select someone or something. But we need to see what are the main issues. How can we address
and answer that through time. Thank you very much. Next speaker, state your name and